This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to Gwen and Chris. 401 is the time. Hour number three of our Monday get-together. Chris Ello, Tony Gwynn Jr. down at Petco Park. And Mr. Scraby alongside. Got a little Chris First the Fans coming up here shortly. They just announced the NL and AL Players of the Week for the week just concluded. Scraby, any guesses? Now that you're a fantasy baseball star, two-time champ, as far as I've heard.
One-time fantasy baseball champ, one-time Odyssey fantasy football champ.
Right.
In the same year.
Who had a big week last week in baseball?
Not anybody on my team.
Nah, me neither. It was Spencer Steer of the Reds.
Okay.
Who got the NL honors. The American League honors actually should be quite obvious. Ronel Blanco.
Oh, yes.
The guy pitched a no-hitter, came back last night, and didn't he get into the sixth inning?
I think it was the sixth.
Without allowing a hit?
That's pretty impressive.
Yeah. I think with two outs, Adolis Garcia got a hit. He got the next guy out. So in two starts this year, Ronel Blanco, two starts, he's allowed one hit. You know who else is off to a really good start in terms of what they're doing so far? It's going to upset you. Not you, but anybody within listening
Mookie.
Audience.
Sorry? Mookie's been doing amazing.
No, this will upset you more than Mookie.
Juan Soto?
Nope, this will upset you even more than Juan Soto. In 11 innings... This pitcher,
allowed
four hits.
It's Sean Manaea.
And he's 2-0 with a 0.82 ERA.
Chris, we have seen this.
This happens all the time.
But no, we have seen Sean Manaea in a Padres uniform the year strong and then tail off.
Not like
Giants
that.
Giants start the year strong, tail off.
Not like that. All right, well, then he'll tail off. But I'm just saying, for now. It's not Sean Manaea that I dislike. It is that whole thing that I dislike. That whenever a guy's a Padre, doesn't do those kinds of things.
That's true.
Goes elsewhere, Sean Manaea can't be touched all of a sudden. You have a chance.
Oh, wait. That's my job.
Oh, you're going to read this today.
Yes.
Let me introduce, ladies and gentlemen, the voice and producer of the Gwen and Chris show, Matt Scraby.
Thank you very much, everybody. And happy birthday to Petco Park, by the way.
Today.
20 years. I don't know if it's today, but I keep seeing all these things all over the internet about how it's 20 years from when it opened. So there we go. You will be qualified if you win Chris vs. the Fans for a grand prize, a two-night stay at...
No way.
See, I knew there were some landmines in this, Chris. I'm glad I had myself
You got
read
the wrong
this.
One.
It's supposed to be cool in the game. Here it is. You're qualified for a chance to win a grand prize, a two-night stay at Westgate Las Vegas and Resort Casino, and two tickets to Cool in the Gang, backed by popular demand. And after multiple sold-out shows, the legendary funk group Cool in the Gang returns to the stage at the Westgate Las Vegas Resort and Casino with their residency through 2024. Get tickets now at Ticketmaster.com. The Westgate Las Vegas Resort and Casino features newly designed premier rooms, part of their $70 million room renovations, home of legendary Vegas fun. Also, you will win a pair of tickets to Sunday's SD Legion rugby match against the NOLA Gold at Snapdragon Stadium. Grab tickets at SDLegion.com.
If you had one shot, one opportunity to take down the human almanac himself,
howdy do.
Now is your time.
Listen to me, this guy is dangerous.
Now is your opportunity to win a prize.
Well, I hope you know what you're in for.
Chris versus the Fans starts now on 97.3 The Fan.
Also, before I forget, I've been meaning to say this all show long, but if you have entered into the Scrabinator Night contest, the contest is closed. But thank you very much. We had such an amazing response that even Chris heard this last week, that our sales guy, Peter, said, why don't you look for some more dates later in the season? So
I'm amazed that you offered something for free and people were interested.
Don't do it that way. Don't do it that way, because I have been getting messages about people saying that they really, really want these tickets because they've never watched a game in a suite before.
Oh, I know. It's a great prize.
I will let everybody know tonight whether or not you have won.
Great prize, so. And I'm making fun of it, but no, you've had an amazing response.
Incredible.
Like hundreds and hundreds of people want
Over
these
500
tickets.
People signed up.
Yeah,
so we have
and
to do the
I don't know how that
tonight.
Happened because only like 50 people listen to your show, so they must really be getting the
oh,
word.
Wow,
out.
There's like 50 of my closest family friends.
That's
that
right.
That
all
up.
Listen. Yeah.
No, I get you. I get you.
Scraby Chronicles coming up after our not today.
I was gonna say. Scraby Chronicles not back on until Thursday.
Heartbroken.
Off day.
Heartbroken
off day.
By that.
All right, the rules of the game. You have to make it through three questions. Each question will get more difficult. If you get the question right, you move on. If you get it wrong and Chris gets it right, you're eliminated. But if Chris gets it wrong, then you move on to the next question or you win. Let's go to our first contestant of the day. Andrew, are you there?
Yo, I'm here.
Hey, Andrew. Are you ready to play?
Yeah, first time players.
Oh, thank you for reminding me. First time players get to play for the first question for free if you let us know. So Andrew did just that. We go to question number two. Not sure who just threw out the first pitch in this Hank Aaron game, but not a very good one.
The kid is like 4 years old.
He's
I
not
can't
four.
Believe you're criticizing a four-year-old kid who threw it perfectly straight and one bounced the plate.
I think it like three bounced,
oh
two bounced.
God,
I need to see
mean.
It again before I criticize.
You're a hater. This kid is like
okay.
2.5 feet tall.
It's probably Hank Aaron's grandson or
probably.
Something.
Probably. You just ripped him.
All right, here we go, Andrew.
You are mean.
What pitcher gave up the grand slam to Jurickson Profar on Saturday?
Oh, shoot.
Thank you for saying that word.
On Saturday, yeah. Dang, who was that? What? Can I get the game number? Which was that, the second game?
Sorry. Gotta do that.
Out of time.
Gotta do that. Chris, do you know?
I do.
You do.
His name was Wynn.
First name?
I'm not giving you his first name. Keaton.
Whoops. There you go. I'm sorry, Andrew. Thanks for playing.
Sorry, Andrew.
Tough. I feel like Andrew was trying to get some
I felt
time
like he was
to
trying
Google.
To look it up or something.
Yes.
So, yeah.
So
the,
we had
you
to
can't do
that.
Do that.
Yeah.
But thanks for playing, Andrew. Try
yes.
it again.
Absolutely. Let's go to our next contestant, Greg, in San Diego. Greg, you are up. Hello, Greg.
Hello. Hello,
hey, Greg.
Guys.
Are you
good
ready?
Afternoon.
Good afternoon. Afternoon. Are you ready to play?
Yeah.
All right. That was extremely loud. All right, first question here. What Giant... Sorry to bring up bad memories, Padres fans, but these are trivia questions. What Giant scored the game-winning run during Friday night Giants walk-off win?
The person that scored the run?
Correct.
Oh,
tough tough question. It's great.
Is this a tough one?
Wow.
Well, I'm sorry. Well, no.
Are you keeping tabs on the time?
Yes, I was watching the time. Chris?
I don't know.
You don't know?
I think it was Chapman. I think he was on base, but I'm not positive. Matt Chapman.
Sorry about that, Greg.
By the way, we haven't talked about it. We talked about everything else this weekend.
Yeah.
Padres lose that game on Friday on that double. Yeah. I think it was Estrada who hit it. Oh, Jose Azokar made a perfect throw to Ha-Seong Kim.
He did.
And then Ha-Seong Kim made a perfect throw.
I thought they may have gotten to the plate.
Campusano. Yeah. I mean, they executed
that. No, I think it was Los Santos, right? De Los Santos? Was he the one who put the tag down?
No, the pitcher would never be covering the plate.
Yeah, that's pretty stupid.
Yes, it was. Anyway, beautiful relay the Padres turned there to no avail.
It was a really great relay.
And 99% of the time, shortstops bounce that throw in. Ha-Seong Kim made an incredible throw on that play.
With some heat behind it.
Just didn't get the guy.
Now, all right, let's go to our next contestant. Let's go to Mac in Allied Gardens. Mac, how are you?
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, Mac.
You ready to play?
Ready to play.
Who's ready? Go.
Who currently holds the second highest batting average on the Padres right now?
Jake Cronenworth.
Fortunately not. Don't know what Chris is... Who do you think, Chris? Who do you think?
I don't know. Profar?
Profar.
Hey. Wow. So win for you, Mac. Wow. Was it Xander still?
Jackson Merrill.
Oh, 4-for-4 yesterday.
Hit number 300.
How quickly we forget.
Remember, the hype is real, Chris.
Yes, so far so good.
So far so good. All right, Mac, here we go. Question number 2. What inning have the Padres scored the most runs in so far this season?
First inning
is correct.
Didn't even pause.
Matt, were you listening on Friday?
Yeah, that's a good guess.
Okay, no, I brought it up. That's why.
Well, that plus they got 4 the other day in the first
inning. Good point.
Yeah.
Nice job, Mac.
Good job, Mac. On your way to victory, hopefully, here.
Yes, here we go. Question
one more.
Number 3. All right, there are 8 players in baseball history to go 300 home runs, 300 steals. All I'm going to ask for you to do is name 2 of them.
300.
300 home runs, 300 steals.
All you need is 2 of them.
Can you name 2?
I think he can do it. I feel pretty good about this for Mac.
Yeah, just Mac.
A-Rod?
K-Rod. K.
I like that.
Hank Aaron.
Just let me make sure. Is he on the list? I don't know.
The suspense is killing me, Scraby.
I don't see him, but he sounds like he should be on the list.
I don't think Hank stole enough bases for that.
No, I don't think so. Stay there, though, Mac.
Well, there's a lot of guys, but they're tough. That was a good get on A-Rod. You could go with Willie Mays, certainly. You could go with Barry Bonds. Those are my 2 guesses.
All right. Sorry,
sorry
Mac.
About that,
good
Mac.
Playing,
very
Mac.
Good. You got A-Rod. I don't think Hank Aaron didn't quite have 300 steals.
That was a good guess, though.
That was interesting.
That was interesting.
Well, I'm trying to give him the benefit of the doubt.
All right. We're doing this thing where we're running out of time again because Chris is just demolishing these questions. So let's go to Neil in San Carlos. Neil, are you there?
I am. Hello.
Hey,
hello.
Neil. Good luck to you.
You ready, Neil?
Let's do it.
All right.
Let's take it down.
What team is first in the National League Central right now in the standings?
Pittsburgh.
Pittsburgh is correct.
Raise that, Jolly Roger. Henry Aaron, 240. Career stolen bases. So he had quite a few.
But not enough.
Just not enough.
Not enough. All right. Good answer to question number 1. Now we go to question number 2, Neil. What Padres starting pitcher currently has the lowest ERA on the team this season?
I will say Yu Darvish.
Yu Darvish. Stay there. looking at me to give him a tell, but it's not going to happen.
I know. Waldron.
Matt Waldron. Wow.
Cease?
Oh, no. The guy who threw a gem on Saturday.
King?
He's got like a 1.8 something ERA right now.
Yeah, well, you know.
I know. It's early in the season.
It's early. It changes every game right now.
It does.
That's good for you, though.
Yes, it
Neil,
is.
Neil, you get to the final question.
Here we go, Neil.
Chance to win it.
Here we go. Question number three. I know we've been doing a lot of these, and these are going to be phased out. But what player is the only member of the 500 homer and 500 steal club?
Ooh, Ken Griffey Jr.
Ken Griffey Jr.
Ken Griffey Jr.
Stay there, Neil, just in case.
What is it? 500?
500 homers, 500 steals.
That's ridiculous.
That is a lot of everything.
For everything. I don't think this guy's even in the Hall of Fame. I'll say Barry Bonds.
He's not, which is insane.
Right.
Sorry, yeah. Neil.
Sorry, Neil.
All right, tiebreaker.
Not even in the Hall of Fame.
Not even in the Hall of Fame, but he's the only guy to do one
thing.
Had
an interesting discussion the other day. Dan Patrick and your boy, Chris Russo.
My boy.
The question was, if you had only one vote, and you could vote one of the three guys in. Would you vote Clemens in to the Hall of Fame, or Bonds, or Rose? You can only have one.
Mm, wow.
Can't have two. Can only vote for one. Who would you put in out of those three?
We need to debate this in the next segment because Rose has the most hits of all time.
Yes, he does.
Barry Bonds has the most home runs
everything
of all
else
time.
Of all time.
That's a good one. That's
I don't think
really
Roger Clemens
one.
Is be my guy. I think he'd
no,
be third.
No, he's fine.
But I think it'd come down between Bonds and Rose.
Interesting. That is a good question.
All right.
All right, let's go to our tiebreaker. We're going to do Hank Aaron today.
Yeah, it's a good day to do Henry.
Aaron.
You know what Vince Scully always called him when he came up? Bad Henry.
Bad Henry?
But I think he meant it in the nicest way possible.
Of course. Like he was going to kill them.
He could do some damage. Yeah,
destroy
could do damage
in the baseball game. All right, Dan in El Cajon, you are up on this tiebreaker. Do you know how to play this?
Yeah, how are you guys doing?
Good. Thanks, Dan. How are
you? Hello, Dan. Good luck. Give us a little Henry Aaron trivia, Scrape.
All right, here we go. We all know how many home runs he had.
755.
Yes, but how many RBIs did he have?
Well, he had, he leads the all-time leader in that category, by the way.
In RBIs?
Aaron. Yes, he is.
Oh, wow. That's why it's in yellow on this.
Yeah, he's number one. It's about 2,100.
Wow.
I'm not sure how many, so
I didn't realize
I'll say 2,100.
All right, Dan, higher or lower the actual number?
I'm going to say over, higher.
Higher.
Yep.
You are correct.
All right.
Dan,
you got it. How many was it? It's close.
2,297.
2,297, yeah.
He also,
very good, Dan.
If yellow indicates on Baseball Reference the highest of all time, he also has the most total bases of all time.
Hank Aaron was really good. There's not much debate about that.
No.
And he gets overlooked because every time, it's hard to believe that somebody as his stature can be overlooked. But whenever they talk about the greatest outfielders of all time, it's Willie Mays, it's Babe Ruth, it's Ted Williams. And I think all three of them are fantastic. But Hank Aaron should be in there.
And
I know you can't have four, but Hank Aaron should be in there because his statistics are beyond even those other guys.
I really have a hard time, and this is kind of American sacrilege, but I really have a hard time with saying that Babe Ruth is this incredible player. Obviously, he's incredible.
For his time, he dominated that era, but remember, that era had no Negro players.
Yes.
Keep that in mind.
Yes.
It shouldn't really, you know, it's not Babe's fault. He didn't keep them out.
No.
Right? He only played in the league he could play.
Like he was playing in the highest level of baseball in all the land, and it wasn't.
It's a fair comment. Tony's brought it up many times.
On MLB The Show, they have this whole thing where they take you through the Negro League museums and you get to play certain situations like Josh Gibson, I believe.
Josh Gibson hit about 800
really
home runs.
Yeah, there's a ton of guys that have much better stats than Babe Ruth.
Well, I think Hank Aaron should be in the all-time great outfield. You replace whoever you want to, but I think he should be in there. Very well done on that, Dan. We'll take a quick timeout and check some traffic. And we can have your little debate when we come back, Scrape.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, welcome back to the program. 4:26 is the time. We got to get to our Big Five shortly, but I thought I'd pass along some more good news to Padre fans out there. Juan Soto tonight for the Yankees: walk, double, three-run homer. Other than that, not having much of a night. All right, was that mean for me to give that information?
No, but I thought you said don't go down the rabbit hole.
You're right, don't go down there. Well, the thing is the Padres could use a three-run homer pretty much about now.
Yes, yes they
could.
We
mentioned this earlier, but Padres have scored more than one run only once in their last 57 innings. That's not good.
Why do I...
That's a long time. The one inning they did it was the... Grand Slam by Jerkson Profar. That's it. In the last 57 innings, which is about 6.5 games. So, you know, you're going to need some crooked numbers. Hopefully tonight is the night.
I'm just over feeling like we're in the same perpetual season over and over again.
It's 12 games, Scrape, please. Got to wait till at least 70, then you can complain. Your heart's content. I will let you. All right, you have one vote. You can put either Pete Rose or Barry Bonds into the Hall of Fame. The other one is out forever. Seems like Pete's been out forever already.
Yeah.
Who would you vote? Who would you put in? And you get you're giving you the power.
No one's ever going to catch Pete Rose's hit total, probably ever. He's got over 4,000 hits, doesn't he?
Yeah, 4192 or 4193. It's changed a couple times.
That's incredible.
Or no, 4256.
We just got that,
first number I gave you was what he beat by Ty Cobb.
Ah.
The second number I gave you is what he has.
Because during the break, our winner of Chris vs. the Fan said that they want Pete Rose in, which I do understand, but I think what Barry Bonds did by being like the top of so many different stat categories, not just the hits category, I think you have to put him in.
You put Bonds in.
I put him in because what the question we just asked of him being the only 500 guy and him being at the top of almost lots of other batting lists.
Right.
I would think him. What about you?
Well,
Chance. Sorry, Chris. He cheated, though. I understand, but so did everyone else, and it doesn't change that he could still hit a baseball that's moving at 95 miles an hour.
The biggest and best argument for Barry Bonds that I've seen, and Tony and I and you have discussed this, was the fact that before the steroid era ever started in the early 1990s, he'd already won three MVP awards. Now, he would win four more when he was clearly juicing in the early 2000s. But he'd already won three. He'd already become a member of like the 500, 300 club. I mean, the guy was just so incredibly good at baseball. And, you know, his reasoning for taking steroids, he was upset that McGuire and Sosa were getting all the attention in 1998, and he knew he was better than them. So, anyway, that's not an excuse, but it's a fair argument. At least you can make it. The reason Pete Rose would get my vote, though, is he never cheated the game.
Pete Rose bet
on himself to win. That has been proven. Nothing has ever been shown. I don't believe if for a second that Pete Rose ever bet against himself. He is too competitive. One of the most competitive people on earth. Pete Rose is just doesn't get it. And I feel bad for him that he doesn't get it. Like, he doesn't understand, you know, what the thinking is out there. Look, you can't make a clear vote for either of these guys because they're clearly not in for reason.
Yeah.
But if you wanted to put one in, I'd put Pete in. He didn't cheat. Barry Bonds did.
I get
Pete
it.
Pete Rose did something that you should not ever do.
I don't think this is, I don't think that. Yeah,
I'd put him in.
Yeah, no, I get why you would say that, because he legitimately has the most hits and no one will ever catch that. Someone may one day catch like the home run record and things like that.
Maybe.
Maybe.
Plus, Pete Rose has, you know, just anyway. I've had a chance to talk to both. Barry Bonds for about a minute and a half, which I felt was pretty good.
That is pretty good, because Barry Bonds wasn't known as the nicest
guy in the world. Yeah. Pete Rose, you could talk to Pete Rose about baseball for like 10 hours.
Well, it's because he's got no one else to talk to.
At this point. But when he played, he was a student of the game. Like, he knew everybody else's statistics. Pete Rose is baseball savant and junkie.
Why is
just addicted to gambling, unfortunately.
Jay says on the chat, Pete Rose is most groundbreaking with his hitting and baseball in general. The steroid era highlights a lot of players who are mashing home runs. Rose should be in the Hall of Fame.
Okay. Well, actually, neither of them should be, because neither of them are.
Oh, here's a good one from Wolfpack. But Bonds was walked when the bases were loaded. That's how feared he was.
That's right.
That's incredible.
A lot. It wasn't just once. It happened many occasions.
He just gets an RBI just for being there.
Just for, yeah. Didn't even have to do a thing. Yeah, Barry Bonds' numbers are mind-blowing. And as Tony and I have said many times, when he was playing in his height of his power,
yeah,
he, in four at-bats, would usually see one pitch that was somewhere close to the strike zone.
And he would smash it.
And more times than not, he'd hit that pitch over the fence.
Yeah.
You'd only get one, because the rest of the game, they were scared to throw to him.
That's true. That's awesome.
It's pretty impressive. All right. Big Five's next. Stick around.
Quinn and Chris on the Fan.
Scrammy, come on. All right, welcome back. 4:38 is the time. Rolling along for about another hour before we get to Sam Levitt's pregame show, Padres and Cubs later. Traffic now, and then today's Big Five.
It's that time of the show when we check on the latest in sports. Only the most important topics and questions are brought to light.
Stop what you're doing and listen.
These news stories will astound and amaze you. The one, the only.
Oh my God, who the hell cares?
The Big Five starts now on 97.3 The Fan.
All right, we got a conspiracy to start off the week, everybody. And it's a conspiracy in baseball, and it just so fits with the Eclipse Day. So Chris is not impressed with the Eclipse
Day.
Can't
wait to hear this.
Yeah, it's a good conspiracy about Major League. But today, Junior, it's Monday, everybody.
Number five.
So here is the conspiracy theory that's happening around baseball. And we talked about the rise of pitcher injuries earlier in the show, but we didn't really talk about some of the other theories out there. One of those theories is this. It's Trevor Bauer's fault and the impact on the sticky stuff crackdown. Now, his loud proclamation against sticky stuff was one of the things that drew attention to the rise in the usage and got Major League Baseball investigating. And then right after everything went down, Tyler Glasnow said that he was waking up sore in his arm when he wasn't before because of the sticky stuff ban. Chris, Do you think Trevor Bauer... So, well, let me start it this way. Do you think Trevor Bauer is connected in an indirect way to pitcher injuries?
Well, I think everything in baseball can be just blamed on Trevor Bauer. I think that's very convenient for starters.
Indirectly.
Yeah. No, I don't think he can. However, you got to figure something out, as we talked about earlier. Can't just lose ace pitchers on a weekly basis in Major League Baseball. Not even one a week. You're losing two or three per week. And I know the Players Association came out and said it was because they shortened the time clock between pitches. Guys are throwing too many pitches too quickly. I don't buy that. I do buy the fact that guys are trying to put extra spin on the ball and putting 100% max effort into the torque of their arms. And I believe that there's something to the fact that the sticky substance that was used earlier maybe prevented them from having to put so much effort in. So, you know, and the sticky stuff, I think, helped them control where it was going to go. I don't think that bothered the hitters any. Maybe they got to revisit that. They're going to have to do something because baseball's got an issue. They can't just chalk it up to, oh, it's just bad luck. These guys are throwing with too much force, and their arms can't take it.
You've probably lost, and I'm not saying this to be rude, but you probably lost your best pitcher in our fantasy league, Spencer Strider, because of it.
But I won't be the last one to lose a guy because of that.
And not that fantasy really matters.
No, it doesn't, but it matters to lose a guy like Spencer Strider. He's a star in your game.
Yeah.
And if you're Major League Baseball, you should care about that.
Tony, and do you think Trevor Bauer is connected in an indirect way to pitcher injuries?
No. I don't think Trevor Bauer is connected in any way. I think at one point he was part of the problem. He also was the first one to kind of put it out there on blast. Like, this is what's happening. And just to be clear, Major League Baseball is saying that RPM, spin rate, is a reason why the arm injuries are going up. Added spin rate. How did you get added spin rate? Through the sticky stuff. So I don't think that the sticky stuff is an answer to any of this. But I do think something that Chris said is spot on. The max effort, the redlining, if you will, to go along with trying to spin the ball more has only exacerbated a problem that has existed since baseball was rolling. Specifically from the 90s, my era on, we've seen more and more different type. It was shoulders that were the big thing for a while that would pretty much end your career. Now it's moved on to elbows. And listen, medicine has kept up with this all along, so the repairs and people coming back, you know, tend to happen. Remember, Tommy John was of such one of those injuries where you were almost done, right? But they have improved over time that has allowed for more of these guys to come back. And remember, you were trying to prevent that before. Now, I don't know that it's much of a prevention because you know you can get it fixed and get it fixed well. So there's so many variables that are playing into this, but I don't think Trevor Bauer is honestly one of them.
Physics is part of it as well. As I had an old pitching coach.
Oh, Stephen Hawking's here, everybody.
Many years ago, who said very simply, you don't walk around with your arms above your head.
Right. And you're not meant to
basically, right, we're not meant to throw a baseball like this. So injuries are guaranteed to happen.
Right.
But the fact that it's happening at such an alarming rate is alarming.
That's the crazy part, right? Is that we're not meant to do this, but yet we're trying to max effort being in that motion. And so it seems like pretty logical that you're going to get hurt. And a lot of them are going to keep happening.
Hmm.
Number four.
The Marlins got their first win of the season yesterday, which saved them from being the first team since the 2002 Tigers to start a season 0-10. However, Bob Nightingale of USA Today reports that manager Skip Schumacher is poised to become a free agent this coming offseason. He was initially hired on a two-year deal with a club option for 2025, but according to Nightingale, the Marlins, quote, agreed to void the option during contract talks this past winter. So, Tony, do you think Skip Schumacher goes from being a manager to being a manager in his next job?
He very well could be. I mean, you have to think that there are going to be there's some managers who are on the hot seat right now. And depending on how their year goes, there could be an opening. I had no doubt that Skip was involved in having that last year voided. He was unhappy with the Kimming firing. And, you know, quite frankly, he's a California guy. And I know that it has been difficult on him to, you know, be away from his family at a time he feels pretty important. So I could see a scenario in which he does go from manager to manager, assuming it's the right job. I don't think Skip is willing just to take any job. I think he wants to be aligned with people he thinks have the same belief structure in the game that he does. And I'm not sure that the Marlins are that organization anymore.
Chris, what do you think? Do you think he goes manager to manager?
Yeah, I think that's what he'd like to do, and I think everything Tony said is accurate. I don't think he likes it there in Miami. I'm surprised they were able to keep him for another year.
Yeah.
After he won the Manager of the Year, he's one of the hottest commodities in baseball. I thought teams would go after him. I thought the Padres would be a team that would try to make a move on Skip Schumacher. They went with Mike Schilt. Funny how both of them are built from the same cloth, the St. Louis Cardinals system. So, you know, yeah, I think Skip Schumacher's already proven he can do the job. And this season's far from over. They could just as easily win 10 out of 12 games and be back at the 500 mark. I think the Marlins are a pretty good team. They've got some major injuries to their pitching staff. Hello. I mean, they've already lost like three or four guys from their staff. Yuri Perez joins Alcantara and others. So they're not even anywhere near full strength. But I think Skip Schumacher's in a short time has proven he's a good young manager, and he'll have his choice of where he wants to go, and he's betting on himself by voiding that final year.
Boom.
Number three.
We've had a weekend of bad sports fans on social media. First, Francisco Lindor's wife tweeted out pictures of horrific messages that were sent to her about her husband's slow start to the season. Then Rockies outfielder Chris Bryant opened up this weekend about what he is going through after a really tough start to his year. And here he is.
You know, been through it all. Death threats, kill yourself, all the craziness that this game will dish out. It's just what I've, you know, been trying to talk with these young guys. You know, no one was going through it early on, and I've just told them, you know, it takes courage, keep showing up, and you know, that's it's going to make you a better person at the end of your career, and it's something that, you know, I'll be able to, you know, teach my kids through adversity how you respond to it, and you just got to keep going. It's the way of the world, and it's a little bit unfortunate that it sometimes goes there. But, you know, for me, I do a good job of tuning certain things out and focusing at the task at hand and my teammates and the people here and going out there and giving all I got.
So there was Chris Bryant, and I wish that someone would have told him Chris Bryant was talking in the background, that guy yelling. Jeez. Anyway,
this is Ezekiel Tovar.
No guys laughing.
It was Ezekiel Tovar. He was yelling at you to put him in your fantasy lineup.
I can't.
He's a good player,
but
you keep benching him.
And we'll talk about this later. We've talked about this so many times, and we've talked about, we all agree there should be some sort of laws against this. We don't really have any solutions because it starts at the top, and it doesn't seem like it's starting anywhere. But Chris, what do you think about Chris Bryant's message on how to deal with this?
Chris Bryant's message is pretty good, spot on. I think it's incredibly sad that a guy can go 0 for 15 and have his life threatened. I don't understand you fans out there.
I don't think we're talking to any, you know.
These you don't think we're talking to any Padre fans?
These are the crazy of the crazy of the crazy, but still.
We've got a few of them out there in San Diego. Sure, we've got a few of them in every city in America.
You're right.
So, it's incredible that people can't separate, you know, a ball game from the realities of life. You know, unfortunately, I guess that's just not possible to do. You know, I know people get angry when their favorite player strikes out with the bases loaded, but it shouldn't be enough to... Here's the thing, and Tony will speak to it better than me, but this day and age as athletes are going through things that previous generations never had to deal with. If Chris Bryant started a season 0 for 20 or whatever it was he did with the Rockies this year, Might have been a couple of phone callers into the local radio show. Hey, get Chris Bryant out of here. Now it's thousands and thousands of people on Twitter or TikTok or Instagram or wherever it is they're posting. And there's no way to hide from it. I think that baseball and other sports maybe need to do a better job or a job of bringing in, you know, smarter people to kind of talk with these guys before season starts and help them understand how to go through it. Because I don't think everybody can handle it quite as well as Chris Bryant sounds like he's handling it.
Yeah, that's true. Tony, what do you think about this message that Chris Bryant was delivering?
I think Chris is spot on. And that's exactly the like most positive outlook you can have about it. And, you know, I commend him for it. You know, Chris is right. Like, it used to be a call. Everybody called into the talk show. They could only take so many calls. So some of that stuff, you just had to talk between you and your friends, right? You and the people closest to you. Now, and it's a double-edged sword, right? The athletes want to expand their brand, right, in so many ways, which also means they got to put themselves out there more via social media. And whereas those opinions went into great sports talk radio shows like ours, or an occasional yell at a player when you're at the stadium.
You stink!
Now, by the thousands, sometimes by the hundreds of thousands, they can get that message directly to you. Now, you have to decide whether you want to look at it, which in a lot of cases, you end up kind of having to because that's part of the trade-off. But ultimately, your dad says, is it worth it? That's why I think you're starting to see more and more. There are plenty of athletes that engage via social media, and they're perfectly fine with everything that comes. But you are seeing more athletes, you know, either turn their thing to private or not really participate during season. And that's how they kind of maintain their sanity. It's a way different world now than it ever was in terms of that kind of stuff.
People aren't even criticizing athletes that are performing poorly. They are criticizing right. athletes who are in the wrong place at the wrong time, a la right. the young lady from Iowa
right.
who got
right.
the call on the illegal screen.
Right.
She said her messages blew up with people threatening her.
Well, yes, she deactivated like, her account.
What did
she
I do?
She deactivated her account.
She had to deactivate her account.
You know what she did?
She didn't make the call.
She was fouled.
But it doesn't even whether
even
she was
she
or wasn't.
Like, she
was
her job.
A player.
I know,
the referee was the one who made the call.
That's
people
why it's
were
more unhinged
her apart.
That it was the right call and people are still messaging
it's
her.
It's just incredible. I mean, it's really gone off the rails. You know, to the smallest degree, you know, we get some of it on the radio show from listeners. And there are certain days when I can deal with it just fine. And I think it's hilarious that you people criticize every word that we say. And then some days, it's bothersome.
Yes,
it just does. It gets you. So, you know, you got to be careful.
I think I've told you guys before, I'm in a good place with the chat. And then literally 15 minutes later, I'm like, I hate the chat. Hey, everyone in the chat.
That's right.
I want to get rid of the chat.
Yeah.
Number two.
Dylan Lesko and Ethan Salas have started their high A season with the Fort Wayne Tin Caps on fire, and yesterday was no different. Salas was behind the plate. Lesko, he tossed four hitless innings as the Fort Wayne Tin Caps one hit, one of my favorite names, the Great Lakes Loons, in a 2-0 victory yesterday afternoon. But with Salas being a catcher, there really isn't a spot for him on the major league team right now. So, Tony, who do you think we see make their major league debut first out of these guys? You know how much you love this question.
I don't know, man. Let's go. We'll say let's go. Only because Salas is a catcher, and it just typically takes a little bit longer.
That's fair. I thought that's what you were going to say, actually. Chris, what do you got?
Problem number 4,207 with social media.
I'm trying to have fun in a tough start to the season.
I'm not ripping you. I'm ripping social media.
Sorry.
I'm not ripping you.
Sorry.
that every time Ethan Salas, you know, walks across the diamond, there's a video of it, and then there's people underneath that video who say, can you look at how this guy's walking on the field?
Have you ever seen a 17-year-old walk like that, Chris?
It's unbelievable. Can we bring him up immediately? So, you know, this is just, it's just absolutely crazy. Give this kid some time. Let him relax. Let him work his way up to the big leagues. He will be here sooner rather than later. As to who will be there first, I would bet on Lesko because there are more opportunities for a pitcher. But, yes, I know more about what Ethan Salas does than what I do know about Fernando Tatis, and I watch him play every day. But that Ethan Salas, so if he sneezes, people want a piece of that tissue. It's incredible.
Look at how this guy sneezes across the field.
Yeah, it's incredible. Look how he stopped and covered his mouth.
if anyone wants an Ethan Salas nose blown tissue,
no,
like,
don't be surprised.
You need to rethink your entire purpose.
I don't know. A chair that Caitlin Clark sat on the other day just sold for over $4,000.
Is that true?
On the internet. Yes, it is.
Wow.
A chair that she sat on.
Sat on for the pregame introductions at Iowa.
Let's move on.
I'm sorry. What? Okay.
This is the world that you signed up to live in, Scraby.
No, Tony's right. I can't get into it right now.
Number one.
So, man, heading into this is a total Matt Scraby question. But I was thinking over the weekend, the Padres lead baseball and hit batsmen this season so far with 11 plunked. And we'll talk about specifically the Cardinals series and that four Cardinals hit by a pitch game on Wednesday. One of those hit batters did get hit in the foot, and it didn't really hurt anyone. So we also said that the Cardinals have long memories, and when they face the Padres again, we could see some Padres getting hit. Chris, does someone getting hit in...
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's that time of the show when we check on the latest in sports. Only the most important topics and questions are brought to light.
Stop what you're doing and listen.
These news stories will astound and amaze you. The one, the only.
Oh my God, who the hell cares?
The Big Five starts now on 97.3 The Fan.
We got a conspiracy to start off the week, everybody, and it's a conspiracy in baseball, and it just so fits with the eclipse day. So Chris is not impressed with the eclipse
day. Can't wait to hear this.
Yeah, it's a good conspiracy about Major League. But today, Junior, it's Monday, everybody.
Number five.
So here is the conspiracy theory that's happening around baseball. And we talked about the rise of pitcher injuries earlier in the show, but we didn't really talk about some of the other theories out there. One of those theories is this. it's Trevor Bauer's fault and the impact on the sticky stuff crackdown. Now, his loud proclamation against sticky stuff was one of the things that drew attention to the rise in the usage and got Major League Baseball investigating. And then right after everything went down, Tyler Glasnow said that he was waking up sore in his arm when he wasn't before because of the sticky stuff ban. Chris, do you think Trevor Bauer... So, well, let me start it this way. Do you think Trevor Bauer is connected in an indirect way to pitcher injuries?
Well, I think everything in baseball can be just blamed on Trevor Bauer. I think that's very convenient for starters.
Indirectly.
Yeah. No, I don't think he can. However, you got to figure something out. As we talked about earlier, can't just lose ace pitchers on a weekly basis in Major League Baseball. Not even one a week. You're losing two or three per week. And I know the Players Association came out and said it was because they shortened the time clock between pitches. Guys are throwing too many pitches too quickly. I don't buy that. I do buy the fact that guys are trying to put extra spin on the ball and putting 100% max effort into the torque of their arms. And I believe that there's something to the fact that the sticky substance that was used earlier maybe prevented them from having to put so much effort in. So, and the sticky stuff, I think, helped them control where it was going to go. I don't think that bothered the hitters any. Maybe they got to revisit that. They're going to have to do something because baseball's got an issue. They can't just chalk it up to, oh, it's just bad luck. These guys are throwing with too much force, and their arms can't take it.
You've probably lost, and I'm not saying this to be rude, but you probably lost your best pitcher in our fantasy league, Spencer Strider, because of it.
But I won't be the last one to lose a guy because of that.
And not that fantasy really matters.
No, it doesn't, but it matters to lose a guy like Spencer Strider. He's a star in your game.
Yeah, yeah.
And if you're Major League Baseball, you should care about that.
Tony, do you think Trevor Bauer is connected in an indirect way to pitcher injuries?
No. I don't think Trevor Bauer is connected in any way. I think at one point he was part of the problem. He also was the first one to kind of put it out there on blast. Like, this is what's happening. And just to be clear, Major League Baseball is saying that RPM, spin rate, is a reason why the arm injuries are going up. Added spin rate. How did you get added spin rate? Through the sticky stuff. So I don't think that the sticky stuff is an answer to any of this. But I do think something that Chris said is spot on. The max effort, the redlining, if you will, to go along with trying to spin the ball more has only exacerbated a problem that has existed since baseball was rolling. Specifically from the 90s, my era on, we've seen more and more different type. It was shoulders that were the big thing for a while that would pretty much end your career. Now it's moved on to elbows. And listen, medicine has kept up with this all along, so the repairs and people coming back, tend to happen. Remember, Tommy John was of such one of those injuries where you are almost done, right? But they have improved over time that has allowed for more of these guys to come back. And remember, you were trying to prevent that before. Now, I don't know that it's much of a prevention because you can get it fixed and get it fixed well. So there's so many variables that are playing into this, but I don't think Trevor Bauer is honestly one of them.
Physics is is part of it as well. As I had an old pitching coach.
Oh, Stephen Hawking's here, everybody.
Many years ago, who said very simply, you don't walk around with your arms above your head.
Right. And you're not meant to
basically, right, we're not meant to throw a baseball like this. So injuries are guaranteed to happen.
Right.
But the fact that it's happening at such an alarming rate is alarming.
That's the crazy part, right? Is that we're not meant to do this, but yet we're trying to max effort being in that motion. And so it seems like pretty logical that you're going to get hurt. And a lot of them are going to keep happening.
Number four.
The Marlins got their first win of the season yesterday, which saved them from being the first team since the 2002 Tigers to start a season 0-10. However, Bob Nightingale of USA Today reports that manager Skip Schumacher is poised to become a free agent this coming offseason. He was initially hired on a two-year deal with a club option for 2025, but according to Nightingale, the Marlins, quote, agreed to void the option during contract talks this past winter. So, Tony, do you think Skip Schumacher goes from being a manager to being a manager in his next job?
He very well could be. I mean, you have to think that there are going to be there's some managers who are on the hot seat right now. And depending on how their year goes, there could be an opening. I had no doubt that Skip was involved in having that last year voided. He was unhappy with the Kimming firing. And, you know, quite frankly, he's a California guy. And I know that it has been difficult on him to, you know, be away from his family at a time he feels pretty important. So I could see a scenario in which he does go from manager to manager, assuming it's the right job. I don't think Skip is willing just to take any job. I think he wants to be aligned with people he thinks have the same belief structure in the game that he does. And I'm not sure that the Marlins are that organization anymore.
Chris, what do you think? Do you think he goes manager to manager?
Yeah, I think that's what he'd like to do, and I think everything Tony said is accurate. I don't think he likes it there in Miami. I'm surprised they were able to keep him for another year.
Yeah.
After he won the manager of the year. He's one of the hottest commodities in baseball. I thought teams would go after him. I thought the Padres would be a team that would try to make a move on Skip Schumacher. They went with Mike Schilt. Funny how both of them are built from the same cloth, the St. Louis Cardinals system. So, you know, yeah, I think Skip Schumacher's already proven he can do the job. And this season's far from over. They could just as easily win 10 out of 12 games and be back at the 500 mark. I think the Marlins are a pretty good team. They've got some major injuries to their pitching staff. Hello. I mean, they've already lost like three or four guys from their staff. Yuri Perez joins Alcantara and others. So they're not even anywhere near full strength. But I think Skip Schumacher's in a short time has proven he's a good young manager, and he'll have his choice of where he wants to go, and he's betting on himself by voiding that final year.
Boom.
Number three.
We've had a weekend of bad sports fans on social media. First, Francisco Lindor's wife tweeted out pictures of horrific messages that were sent to her about her husband's slow start to the season. Then Rockies outfielder Chris Bryant opened up this weekend about what he is going through after a really tough start to his year. And here he is.
You know, been through it all. Death threats, kill yourself, all the craziness that this game will dish out. It's just what I've, you know, been trying to talk with these young guys. You know, no one was going through it early on, and I've just told them, you know, it takes courage to keep showing up, and you know, that's it's going to make you a better person at the end of your career, and it's something that, you know, I'll be able to, you know, teach my kids through adversity how you respond to it, and you just got to keep going. It's the way of the world, and it's a little bit unfortunate that it sometimes goes there. But, you know, for me, I do a good job of tuning certain things out and focusing at the task at hand and my teammates and the people here and going out there and giving all I got.
So there was Chris Bryant, and I wish that someone would have told him Chris Bryant was talking in the background, that guy yelling. Jeez. Anyway,
it was Ezekiel Tovar.
No guys laughing.
It was Ezekiel Tovar who's yelling at you to put him in your fantasy lineup.
I can't.
He's a good player,
but
you keep benching him.
And we'll talk about this later. We've talked about this so many times, and we've talked about, we all agree there should be some sort of laws against this. We don't really have any solutions because it starts at the top, and it doesn't seem like it's starting anywhere. But Chris, what do you think about Chris Bryant's message on how to deal with this?
Chris Bryant's message is pretty good, spot on. I think it's incredibly sad that a guy can go 0-15 and have his life threatened. I don't understand you fans out there
I don't think we're talking to any, you know.
These you don't think we're talking to any Padre fans?
These are the
fans?
Crazy of the crazy of the crazy, but still.
We've got a few of them out there in San Diego. Sure, we've got a few of them in every city in America.
You're right.
So, I just, it's incredible that people can't separate, you know, a ball game from the realities of life. You know, unfortunately, I guess that's just not possible to do. You know, I know people get angry when their favorite player strikes out with the bases loaded, but it shouldn't be enough to... Here's the thing. And Tony will speak to it better than me. But this day and age's athletes are going through things that previous generations never had to deal with. If Chris Bryant started a season 0 for 20 or whatever it was he did with the Rockies this year, might have been a couple of phone callers into the local radio show. Hey, get Chris Bryant out of here. Now it's thousands and thousands of people on Twitter or TikTok or Instagram or wherever it is they're posting. And there's no way to hide from it. I think that baseball and other sports maybe need to do a better job or a job of bringing in, you know, smarter people to kind of talk with these guys before season starts and help them understand how to go through it. Because I don't think everybody can handle it quite as well as Chris Bryant sounds like he's handling it.
Yeah, that's true. Tony, what do you think about this message that Chris Bryant was delivering?
I think Chris is spot on. And that's exactly the like most positive outlook you can have about it. And, you know, I commend him for it. You know, it's... Chris is right. Like, it used to be a call. Everybody called into the talk show. They could only take so many calls. So some of that stuff, you just had to talk between you and your friends, right? You and the people closest to you. Now, and it's a double-edged sword, right? The athletes want to expand their brand, right, in so many ways, which also means they got to put themselves out there more via social media. And whereas those opinions went into great sports talk radio shows like ours, or an occasional yell at a player when you're at the stadium.
You stink!
Now, by the thousands, sometimes by the hundreds of thousands, they can get that message directly to you. Now, you have to decide whether you want to look at it, which in a lot of cases, you end up kind of having to because that's part of the trade-off. But ultimately, you have to ask, is it worth it? That's why I think you're starting to see more and more. There are plenty of athletes that engage via social media, and they're perfectly fine with everything that comes. But you are seeing more athletes, you know, either turn their thing to private or not really participate during season. And that's how they kind of maintain their sanity. It's a way different world now than it ever was in terms of that kind of stuff.
People aren't even criticizing athletes that are performing poorly. They are criticizing athletes who are in the wrong place at the wrong time, a la the young lady from Iowa.
Right.
Who got the call on the illegal screen.
Right.
She said her messages blew up with people threatening her.
She deactivated her account.
She had to deactivate her account.
You know what she did?
She didn't make the call.
She was fouled.
But it doesn't even whether she was or wasn't.
Like, she
was
her job.
A player. I mean, the referee was the one who made the call.
That's why it's more unhinged that it was the right call, and people are still messaging
her. It's just incredible. I mean, it's really gone off the rails. You know, to the smallest degree, you know, we get some of it on the radio show from listeners, and there are certain days when I can deal with it just fine, and I think it's hilarious that you people criticize every word that we say. And then some days, it's bothersome.
Yes,
it just does. It gets you. So, you know, you got to be careful.
I think I've told you guys before, I'm in a good place with the chat. And then literally 15 minutes later, I'm like, I hate the chat. I hate everyone in the chat.
That's right.
I want to get rid of the chat.
Yeah.
Number two.
Dylan Lesko and Ethan Salas have started their high A season with the Fort Wayne Tin Caps on fire, and yesterday was no different. Salas was behind the plate. Lesko, he tossed four hitless innings as the Fort Wayne Tin Caps one hit, one of my favorite names, the Great Lakes Loons, in a 2-0 victory yesterday afternoon. But With Salas being a catcher, there really isn't a spot for him on the major league team right now. So, Tony, who do you think we see make their major league debut first out of these guys? You know how much you love this question.
I don't know, man. Let's go. We'll say let's go. Only because Salas is a catcher, and it just typically takes a little bit longer.
That's fair. I thought that's what you were going to say, actually. Chris, what do you got?
Problem number 4,207 with social media.
I'm trying to have fun in a tough start to the season.
I'm not ripping you. I'm ripping social media. That every time Ethan Salas, you know, walks across the diamond, there's a video of it. And then there's people underneath that video who can you look at how this guy's walking on the field?
Have you ever seen a 17-year-old walk like that, Chris?
It's unbelievable. Can we bring him up immediately? So, you know, this is just, it's just absolutely crazy. Give this kid some time. Let him relax. Let him work his way up to the big leagues. He will be here sooner rather than later. As to who will be there first, I would bet on Lesko because there are more opportunities for a pitcher. But, yes, I know more about what Ethan Salas does than what I do know about Fernando Tatis, and I watch him play every day. But that Ethan Salas, if he sneezes, people want a piece of that tissue. It's incredible.
Look how this guy sneezes across the field.
Yeah, it's incredible. Look how he stopped and covered his mouth.
if anyone wants an Ethan Salas nose-blown tissue,
don't be surprised.
You need to rethink your entire purpose.
I don't know. A chair that Caitlin Clark sat on the other day just sold for over $4,000.
Is that true?
On the internet. Yes, it is.
Wow.
A chair that she sat on.
Sat on for the pregame introductions at Iowa.
Let's move on.
I'm please, sorry. Please. What? Okay.
This is the world Tony's that you right. signed up to live in, Scraby.
No, Tony's right. I can't get into it right now.
Number one.
So, man, heading into this is a total Matt Scraby question. But I was thinking over the weekend, the Padres lead baseball and hit batsmen this season so far with 11 plunked. And we'll talk about specifically the Cardinals series and that four Cardinals hit by a pitch game on Wednesday. One of those hit batters did get hit in the foot, and it didn't really hurt anyone. So we also said that the Cardinals have long memories, and when they face the Padres again, we could see some Padres getting hit. Chris, does someone getting hit in the foot cancel out getting thrown at?
Does it cancel it out?
Like, where you get hit, does it matter? Like, does it make it any worse that you get hit in the foot than it does if you get hit right in the back? Like, I know that's the worst.
Well, here's the thing. If you get hit four times in a game, then they're going to count getting hit in the foot as one of those. But if you only have one hit batter and it's in the foot, it'll probably go unreported.
Looked at? Unreported.
Unreported.
Okay.
I don't know exactly what the Major League Baseball, you know, the proper manners are in this day and age. But when I pitched, you know, back in that era, we were taught to throw a ball if you wanted to really hit somebody. We were taught to throw a ball about one half a foot behind their hip.
Half a foot behind their hip.
Their hip.
So go behind them?
6 inches behind their hip. Because 99% of people's reaction is to jump back.
Backwards.
And they would jump back and get plunked right in the hip on the Charlie Bone horse, whatever that is. And it would hurt.
Yeah.
But you probably weren't going to put anybody in a DL or in the hospital with that. Certainly we're never taught to throw anywhere near the head.
Yeah.
And so that was kind of the way it was. Now, I see guys throwing all over the place now, and I see most guys that, you know, are attempting to hit somebody throw up around the shoulder, around the head, and I think it's...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural,
or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast. Available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.